Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY24 earnings conference call of RBZ Jewellers. We have with us today Mr. Harit Zaveri, Joint Managing Director, and Mr. Harshvardhan Bhardwaj, CFO of RBZ Jewellers Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Harit Zaveri, Joint Managing Director of RBZ Jewellers. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yes, hi. Thank you all for attending the conference. On the quarter-on-quarter basis, the RBZ Jewellers Limited has increased the top line from 78 crores to 86 crores, and the PBT has gone down from 640 lakhs to 423 lakhs, and the PAT has similarly had an effect of 487 to 269. I'm sure that all of you might have already visited the results, and the explanation for the clear drop is related to the gross profit margins part, and that is more on the cost of goods sold. So the GP has got hit because we were following the weighted average accounting method, in which the procurement of gold, which has been done at a higher rate, has affected the total average cost of goods, and thus there is a dip in GP. However, another reason was the disparity in purchases and sales. That means that, let's say, the Akshaya Tritiya last year was at April 22, and this year it was in May 10. There was a deferred the event was deferred by around 20 days already. And in the month of from February 15 to March 31, there was a clear spike in gold prices. This had halted the purchase, or this had deferred the purchase for Akshaya Tritiya, due to which whatever the procurement was done at a higher price was at standstill. And in the coming quarter to go, a quarter and two to go, I think the inventory would be sold, and we could have the GP back to normal in the proposition. However, I'm sure that there would be a lot of questions, and we might have you all might have gone through the financials. So this is it from my side.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Saurabh Akshay, who is a retail investor. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Saurabh.
Sir, what's the growth of our company in future?
Okay. Saurabh, so already the previous earnings call was doing the volume growth of around 1,600. For the target, we have revised to 1,500 kg of volume growth due to the spike of around 25% in gold prices, and this would be contributed by the mix which we are expecting the top line to be around 600 crores, and the services business will again progress by around 15%-20%. by volumes, and the retail part of it is going smooth. So in that case, whatever the projections we have made for around 600 kg of top line, we are on track of it. It's already one and a half months post the financials. So I think the Akshaya Tritiya, which has deferred, has not really deferred the not really has denied the demand part of it. I mean, the demand is there, and the quarter one, I think we'll be showing you a better picture than the last year quarter one. Obviously, the effect of the quarter four of financial year 2024, that the positive impact will be there because the quarter four has really gone negative because of higher COGS. But yes, in future, the prospects are, we are finding that there is a demand for gold and demand for our goods. Surely, we will be showing the results.
ओके थैंक यू. और सर अभी ये जो क्वार्टर हुआ वो उतना अच्छा ग्रो नहीं किया ना,
हाँ ये ग्रो
इसके
इसलिए
बारे में
नहीं
आप
किया है.
क्या बोल
हाँ
सकते
जी,
आप?
यस यस. तो लास्ट 45 दिन के अंदर, अगर फरवरी 15 से लेकर मार्च 31 तक गोल्ड प्राइसेस का मूवमेंट बहुत स्ट्रांग रहा है, तो उसके कारण एक हम लोग होलसेलर है या मैन्युफैक्चरर है, तो जो भी रिटेलर होता है वो ये सोचता है कि भाई इतना प्राइस मूवमेंट अप हो चुका है, तो सडनली एक स्लाइट सा फियर आ जाता है कि भाई अभी माल नहीं लेना है, थोड़ा देर बाद के बाद स्टॉक प्रोक्योरमेंट करेंगे. तो क्योंकि उन लोग के पास, रिटेलर के पास ऑलरेडी स्टॉक तो रहता ही है, तो जो अक्षय तृतीया के लिए उनको माल लेना था, वो माल वो लोग समझ लो आज वो लोग स्मूथ परचेस करते तो शायद तक मार्च में ले लेते वो माल. अब बोला कि भाई इतना प्राइस बढ़ गया है तो मार्च नहीं, मैं अप्रैल में माल ले लूंगा. अक्षय तृतीया तो वैसे भी मई 10 को है, तो प्रोक्यूरमेंट जो है वो थोड़ा डेफर जरूर हुआ है ये 45 दिन में, और इसी के कारण आपको लास्ट क्वार्टर में अगर आप देखेंगे तो अक्षय तृतीया वॉज एट अप्रैल 22. बट नन द लेस ये एक मार्च हमेशा एक स्नैपशॉट होता है. उसके अंदर हम लोगों ने फिर भी टॉप लाइन को हम लोगों ने 9% जैसा प्रोग्रेस किया है. क्वांटिटी ऑफ गोल्ड में भी अगर आप देखेंगे तो लास्ट ईयर हम लोगों ने 214 kg किया था, तो इस साल हम लोगों ने 219 kg किया है क्वार्टर फोर के अंदर. सो क्वांटिटी वाइज ऑल्सो वी हैव इम्प्रूव्ड. ओनली रीजन ये साल है ना, बिजनेस के परफॉर्मेंस का नहीं रहा है. रीजन ये रहा है कि हम लोगों ने जो इन्वेंट्री परचेज किया हायर दाम पे, इसकी वजह से हमारा कॉस्टिंग ही गुड्स ऑफ सोल्ड का बढ़ गया. मैं एक सर आपको एग्जाम्पल देना चाहता हूँ. फॉर एन एग्जाम्पल, अगर आपके पास कोई एक पर्टिकुलर कंपनी के शेयर्स है जो बहुत साल पहले लिए हुए है, या आपके पास और आप कंटिन्यूअसली ले रहे हो उस चीज को, लेट से उसका आज करंट मार्केट प्राइस 3,000 है, और आपने उसको 1,000 शेयर उसके पास आपके पास एक्यूमुलेटेड है. अज्यूम करिए कि आपके पास कुछ नए फंड आते हैं और उसका आप लेट से और आप 500 शेयर ले लेते हैं. तो अगर आप अभी जो 500 शेयर लेंगे वो आप करंट मार्केट प्राइस से लेंगे, सो इन दैट केस आपका जो, अगर आप फिर आप एक सेल्स एक ही शेयर अगर सेल करते हो, तो उसका आपको यूनिट वाइज, मतलब आपको एवरेजिंग होगा कि भाई मैंने तो ये शेयर, मेरे टोटल जो है वो 2,000 के थे, प्लस मैंने नए 3,000 के ऐड किए, तो मेरा 2,500 मेरा या 2,300 मेरा एवरेज प्राइस बन गया. तो मैं अभी ये सेल कर रहा हूँ 3,000 में सेल कर रहा हूँ, तो मेरा एवरेज प्रॉफिट मार्जिन इतना हो जाता है. सो इसको ले, कीपिंग दैट इन कंसिडरेशन, इट इज जस्ट बिकॉज ऑफ द वेटेड एवरेज रीजन दैट द बिजनेस इज शोइंग लेसर परफॉर्मेंस. अदरवाइज ऑन द फंडामेंटल्स ऑफ बिजनेस कोई देर इज नो क्वेश्चन.
हाँ ठीक है सर, थैंक यू.
थैंक यू. लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, यू मे प्रेस स्टार एंड वन टू आस्क क्वेश्चन. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Thomas from Sua Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, I would like to know how this kind of pricing fluctuation won't affect profit in the future. How are you hedging the pricing fluctuation now?
Yes. So, Thomas, we follow a weighted average principle when it comes to inventory valuation or. So as far as hedging is concerned, we generally try to hedge gold quantity with gold quantity rather than gold quantity with rupees. So, in principle, let's say in future there are strong purchases of gold that has taken place. We have now gone out of our legacies. We'll be soon going out of our legacy software, and we are adopting SAP as our software, in which the final cost of when the gold is purchased, the purchase value of that particular will be mentioned with the batch ID and from till the yeah there will be a batch valuation, and till the raw material it will be according to weighted average, but once the goods are finished, it will be according to the cost will be freeze for that particular portion of goods, and the batch ID will be there. So I think in future the procurement of gold will not affect the totality in which the GP the on the accounting front the GP shows the negative fall. So yes, that is a but the method will again remain the same. It is just that because of the software we'll be able to trace out every batch of procurement that has been done, and we will be able to separate it from the previous batches that we have purchased. On the part of gold hedging, again I'm repeating that it will be we hedge a unit of gold and not a unit of gold with rupee. And if we were to do so, then we would have to pay, let's say, if we had purchased, let's say my balance sheet right now has a gold of, let's say, 250 kg, 300 kg. So if I had to hedge that thing, then I had to pay a margin money, which would actually, if you just calculate 15,000 into 300 kg, that will be 45 crores. So, that would not, that have eroded all the capital that I have already raised from this proceeds. So I think right now, we are in the step of evolution, and according to size and structure of the company, the method of unit to unit gold purchase is much better, sir. I hope I am clear with the answer, Thomas Ji.
Thank you. Thank you. May I know the one-off, if we remove the one-off effect of gold price fluctuation, what is the normalized profit if you remove the one-off impact?
So the normalized profit would be around 23, 24 crores, in general, because, the sales has gone up, the unit quantity of gold sold has gone up. The only thing was that Akshaya Tritiya was late and, but 20 days deferred. So that's the reason the quarter four could not show very, very strong numbers in terms of top line increase or quantity increase, and also the spike in gold prices that has resulted into a psychological back push of gold purchases. But in general, still keeping all fundamentals in place, the PAT should have been at least 1 crore more compared to last year. That would conclude the balance sheet around 23, 24 crores, if you remove the effect of COGS.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask question. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Thomas from Shua Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. May I request you to use your handset, please?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. And if you could talk about this year expansion plans in terms of production capacity and all, that would be really helpful.
Yes. So, this year, okay, so there is already, you know, we are trying to find a factory outskirts of the current manufacturing facility, and for that, you know, I think once the procurement of land and things are done, it will be more better in shape. But yes, the factory will be coming up, which will be at least having a 5x of the capacity which is currently installed. And in future we are certainly forecasting the demand of that type. But let's say the important factor would be again spotting of land and the whole operations going there. So currently, as of now, we do not require such an expansion of factory, because we have already a current capacity of 1700 to 2000 kgs of gold to be produced, and we are right now at 1115 kgs. So let's say that by next year, yes, we should certainly switch and hop to the to the new premises, or we should extend the manufacturing expand the manufacturing facility, so we can get a comfortable time to go forward for the upcoming we can go forward for the another factory, or expand the capacity to another location.
Thank you.
And yes,
thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask questions. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask questions. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask questions. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask questions. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask questions. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask questions. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask questions. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Harit Zaveri, Joint Managing Director of RBZ Jewelers, for closing comments.
Thank you all for asking questions. And as the year has ended, I think we have completed with a quantity of around 1,115 kg. The expectation was around 1200 kg or so, but due to the last quarter and the price rise, it has pushed back. Nonetheless, in quarter one, and quarter two of this year, we are expecting a strong, the deferred demand that was there will be recovered. And I think we remember quite well our commitments. And we are strongly focused on the business operations and on the business to fulfill that. Thank you all.
On behalf of RBZ Jewelers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.